Hey everybody, Greg Laurie here. You're listening to the Greg Laurie Podcast, and my objective is to deliver, hopefully, compelling practical insights in faith, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. To find out more about our ministry, just go to our website, harvest.org. So thanks for joining me for this podcast. We're going to interview a very special young lady. She was one of the stars of the smash hit film, I Can Only Imagine. Her name is Madeline Carroll. Madeline, why don't you come on up here? How are you?
Good.
Good to see you again. So, Madeline, good to have you back again.
Thank you for having
me. Last time you were here, we just kind of did it on the fly.
Yeah.
You were here to see the premiere of the film, which you saw for the first time, right?
Yes, I had. Last time you all saw me, I was like crying, which not far from that right now. But I actually came up, did a really last minute interview with you, and it opened up so many doors for me with speaking and sharing my testimony. That 5 minutes literally just blew open this whole other calling God had on my life. So thank you so much.
That's great. That's fantastic. So now this is not something you just started doing. Now you've been acting since you were how old?
Since I was 3 and a half.
Three and a half. And tell me how you were discovered. It's an incredible story.
So I was at a nail salon when I was 3 and a half with my aunt, and the lady on the other side of me in the nail salon just heard me talking and thought I was like 6 or 7 years old, and she comes around the corner to see who I was, and it was just little Madeline Carroll, and she ended up giving a card to my aunt anyways, even though they don't accept kids at 6 or 7, till 6 or 7, and she saw me read for her and just signed me, so God literally like just picked me up and put me on the path at 3 and a half years old. Completely a God dream, not something, you know, I could have sought out at that age. And I just always knew it was God's dream for me ever since. God was so faithful to me at a young age, and I just was so used to God opening doors for me and being just good. And then when I hit 15, it got a lot harder. But up until that point, I was so blessed to work with such amazing, wonderful people. Hollywood is painted out to be a dark place, which it can be, but God was really, really good to me up until then. I did a movie with Kevin Costner, and he was just such a gentleman. He flew me out on his own dime. I know you're a big Kevin Costner fan, to enjoy the premiere and do the publicity tour and everything. And so God just always kind of kept me in this safe circle. The struggle was more for my choices. What was I going to do? And walking me through that.
So you've been in movies, you're in the Kevin Costner film. What was the name of that film again?
Swing Vote.
Yeah, Swing Vote, and then you've been in a lot of TV shows. My son Jonathan showed me a little clip of you on the show Lost.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I don't know, how old were you there?
Oh my gosh, maybe 12, I think.
But you still look like you though, you know?
I know.
You know, it's just a younger version of you, of course, which we tend to look like younger versions of ourselves, but she looked almost identical to the way she looks now. So, and you've been in a lot. Tell us some of the TV shows you've been in.
I was in Lie to Me. I was in Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, Cold Case, twice. I'm one of the only people to be on that show twice. a bunch of shows, Night Stalker. I did TV mostly my whole entire life. And Swing Vote was my first ever like lead role in a film.
So, but a big moment came for you when you were 10 years old. You were offered a role what became a big film in Hollywood. And it was a really lucrative offer, well over $1 million on the table. And you were offered this role. And we won't say what film it was, but you turned that role down. You're 10 years old and you turned this role down. Tell us why.
Well, I was actually 11. It was right after Swing Vote.
Okay, much older.
Much older. but I got offered this amazing opportunity, and everyone involved was so amazing and kind, and so it was really hard to say no, not just for, you know, the material offers, but the people that I was going to get to work with. And there's some films that come along that you just know they're going to make you a star, like, it's how people paint it out in movies. There are some parts that you just know are just going to change your life. And there's all these other aspects to it. Like, you won't ever have to audition again, which is like the worst process ever. And I got this offer.
Just went to an audition today.
I went to one today. Yeah. They're terrible. So it was like one of these life-changing moments. And God literally, you know, kind of laid everything out before me. And I did feel like Daniel, actually, you know, when they asked him to eat the food and he didn't want to eat it. And I I didn't really know, you know, how bad it was. It just kind of was resonating in my spirit. I just had this feeling that it wasn't, you know, something that I wanted to do. And I actually signed on to do the movie and was going to go ahead and go for it. And my mom didn't have a peace about it. So she was continually praying. And then
your mom's here tonight.
She's here tonight. My beautiful mom and dad.
Tell us your mom and dad's name. Stand up, you guys.
Don Carroll and Donna Carroll. My brothers are here, too.
Yeah. And by the way, you guys are awesome parents to raise a young lady like this, so God bless you for that.
Thank you. Yeah. And so I ended up going to church that night after I signed on, and the pastor randomly called me up and asked me to pray for a little boy to receive hearing. So I got up and I prayed for him, and I came back to my seat and I said, "Mom, I can't do this movie." And she said, "Oh, why?" And I said, "Because it's not going to line up with where I think God is going to take me in the future."
Yeah.
And it's
that's great.
It's just so crazy because the things that I, you know, the choices I made at that age and the things God walked me through at 11 years old, he's like just bringing the whole harvest of it this year.
Yeah.
And I'm getting to share those things and the testimonies and what was done in darkness, he is completely brought to light. Yeah. And so I just, thank you. I'm amazed.
Well, you know, I think Madeline, I look out in the audience here and I see other young girls, you know, and young boys too. They're under a lot of pressure, a lot of temptations, compromise, you know, bend the rules here, do this other thing. You're facing heavy duty compromise opportunities that would make you a lot of money, that would a lot of young people, many people in general, dream of being rich and famous, and this is literally in front of you and you've said no to it. And you've made a principled stand. And you know, I just applaud you for that.
Thank you.
And I know the Lord's going to bless you for that. I know it. I just know it, Madeline.
Thank you.
But of course, you've been in many films, but let's talk about I Can Only Imagine. So John Irwin, our mutual friend, is the director of that film. And he cast you. He told me immediately, he says, "I saw her. I know this is the girl." In fact, John told me, we asked Madeline to stay on this set for the whole filming because you had such a great effect on everybody else. And I totally understand that. But this to me is kind of funny. So after the film's coming out, what were you doing? You were going to theaters and doing what?
Okay, so I was really, really grateful when I got this movie and this opportunity because I had went through this whole period where I didn't know if I was going to act anymore. You know, I'd been doing it my whole life and I just wasn't seeing God in it anymore. And I had this whole moment with God where I just fell on the floor in my bathroom and locked myself in and just started crying out. And I was like, "God, I don't understand. Like, I've made all of these choices for you. I have made every decision, everything. I have laid it before you, and I just don't see you rewarding me or opening other opportunities for me." And so I was like, "Maybe I'm just not hearing you, God." I was like, "Maybe this isn't what you want of me anymore." And I was like, "I just want you to know, Lord, that I love you and I love your presence more than I love this. And if this is no longer what you have for me, it breaks my heart, but that's okay. I would rather pursue you and do what you have me here for." And it was the hardest thing. It was so hard, and I had fought my whole life for that, and so I laid my dream before God, and I just let it die, literally, and I said, "Here it is, and take it," and I said two last sentences, and I said, "God, if this is still where you have me, and this is still where you've called me, then send me something, and not only send me something, but send me something that would edify you, and that's how I'll know that this is where you want me." And so then when Imagine came, God just showed up and showed out, and that's why you saw me crying so hard that day that I saw it, because that was all going through my head, just to give you some backstory. And so I went when it came out and bought a bunch of tickets. Sometimes I went with friends, sometimes I went completely alone, and I would pass out these tickets. And a lot of people thought I was trying to sell them something. It was really awkward. But I would hide out in the shadows, don't judge me. And in the theater hallways, and it never seemed to fail. There was always at least two or three people that would remain in their seats when the lights would come on, and people would just be crying and just couldn't move. And it was so awesome. This one woman, I went up and talked to her, and I was like, "Are you okay?" And she goes, "Shannon!" And
that's
like,
the name of the character No. you played in the film.
No, I'm Madeline. But I just want to ask you, are you okay? And she said, "You don't understand. Today, I was writing a letter to my son, and I'm a birth mother. mother, and I've never met my son or my grandkids, and I've been wanting to write this letter for years, and so I sat down to write it, and I just couldn't do it. So I came to the movie theater to get away for an hour and a half and just escape it, and I saw this movie, and it has turned my life upside down, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to reconnect with my son.
That's amazing. So it seems to me, you know, you remind me, you mentioned Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they were, you know, taken captive from Israel, brought into the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, and they were asked to eat from the king's table, and they refused. We don't even really know why. And maybe it's because the food was offered to false gods, but they made a principled stand in what we might call a relatively small thing. But then that gave them the strength to make a much more difficult stand when they were asked to bow down before the image that everyone in the kingdom was bowing down before. And they were just teenagers, and you're just a young girl still. Well, actually, you're 22 now. You're actually an adult, aren't you?
Yes.
But you know, you've made a principled stand, and the Lord's blessed you, and now you're in a film that, this film has been a huge hit. It's sold over $85 million in ticket sales. This movie, I can only imagine.
Thank you.
Listen to this. This movie outperformed all of the films that were nominated and won Oscars this year. It outperformed all of them. And this is a film that is a beautifully crafted film, a well-acted film featuring you and of course, Dennis Quaid in a stellar performance and many others. But the more important thing is this is based on a true story, and it's impacting lives, like that lady you met in the theater. So, you know, Madeline, there's folks listening, but especially maybe younger people, what would you say to them? Like when they're faced with these temptations, these challenges to compromise, to cave in, to do what all the other kids are doing because that's the cool thing to do. You know, what would you say to them to encourage them to, you know, follow the example you've given?
Well, I would just say more than anything, that's why I brought my Bible up here. Yeah. I spend so much time in my Word. Just
look how beat up this Bible is.
It is.
This is a well-worn Bible. I like that.
Thank you. And I know a lot of people, you know, you hear their story and you just think it came so easy, but there was so much. I can't stress how much there was that I went through. And God, I just got into my quiet place with the Lord, like it says in Matthew, and I closed the door behind me, and it was just me and Him walking through things and just groping for the Word of God. And I love that word. Someone told it to me the other day, and it means literally feeling around in the darkness.
Yeah.
And you don't know if you're doing the right thing. You think that you're doing the right thing. And I just spent so much time with God and got to know Him and His character, and He just became the forefront of everything. For me, it doesn't matter what is next in my career. What matters is God. How can I serve you next?
Amen.
How can I do for you next? And that's the best advice I can give, is just stay in your Word. Find yourself, like Greg told me, find myself in the Word, and just exploring stories like Daniel, and just seeing situations that you come across in your life that are similar, and saying, okay, how did they go through it? And then applying that and just falling in love with the God who loves you so much and has plans for your life, and God wants to make you a testimony. God wants to make you a forerunner. And so just stand in it, grope for it, and love Him, and God will do exceedingly abundantly above all else we could ever ask, think, or imagine. And my life is testament to that.
Madeline Carroll. Thank you, Madeline. God bless you.
I love you.
Hey everybody, Greg Laurie here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. And to learn more about Harvest Ministries, please subscribe and consider supporting this show. Just go to harvest.org. And by the way, if you want to find out how to come into a personal relationship with God, go to knowgod.org. That's knowgod.org.